This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 42. Don't unwittingly give away your photographic rights, for March 26, 2008. Hello again, photo lovers, and welcome to the 42nd Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is March 26, 2008. Today's podcast is based on a post from our bulletin board or forum, and that post was made by Tegan, who does a fair amount of posting on photography.ca, and I, for one, truly appreciate it, and I know many members that benefit from his great advice also appreciate his input. He is a photography professional and a former instructor, and he has loads and loads of experience. And he posted a post called Photo Contests Photographers Lose. And originally I was just going to do a little blog post about the topic, but you know what? I hate typing, and I thought it was a little too much for a blog post. So it's going to be a shorter podcast. And I basically just want to delve into the fact that it's so important to know your rights as a photographer. But before we get into that, I'd like to thank people for their comments as always. I'd like to thank Photodog for his comment on our last podcast with regard to histograms. He was a bit mystified about it, and we helped demystify it for him a little bit. So he thanked us for it. Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Debbie T and Serena for their recent comments on past podcasts. Please continue to post comments or send me emails. photography.ca@gmail.com. It just helps with the give and take of photography information, and that's really all we're about, just teaching and helping people improve their photography skills. If you're new to this show and you want to get it automatically, you can just download iTunes for free at iTunes, and then just subscribe to our podcast by clicking the subscribe to iTunes button on the front page of our blog, which is photography.ca/blog, and then every time we put one of these out, you'll get it automatically. And now on to the topic at hand. Photo contests, photographers lose, photographers' rights. You know, we're really lucky here, especially in Canada and the US, and probably parts of Europe are the same. When we create something, it's automatically protected by copyright. It's protected in some form just by the fact that we create it. And once we create it, we can decide what we want to do with it. And if we never want to do anything with it, no problem, that's our right. And if we want to sell our images, that's our right too. But the problem is, especially these days in the digital age, is that we're joining so many things and so many contests and we're putting our work on so many places online, and often there's a pile of legalese before a button that we just blindly click accept to. So we think, oh, I'm gonna, you know, enter this photo contest. There's 3 pages of rules. I'm just gonna click the I accept button, and then we post our image. Now, what can happen when you do that is that you lose all rights to your image. So imagine this, you know, you just wanna enter a photo contest, and by entering that photo contest, you no longer own your own image. It's almost that crazy. And I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to get into the legality of it all. Sometimes the laws of the land are stronger and take precedence over the contest rules that you enter. So just because someone makes rules and you adhere to them, if the laws of your land protect you, there sometimes are laws of your land that are stronger than any, you know, terms of service. But having to defend your rights is so much more difficult than being aware of them at the outset and not clicking an I agree button if you haven't fully read the rules. So please fully read the rules. Please fully read the fine print in anything that you're going to enter, in anything that you may surrender rights that belong to you. Be prudent. Because here is just a contest at random. And this is the millionplacesonearth.com contest. And you know, you can win some prizes when you post your pictures there. You know, and if you don't care about giving away your rights, that's cool. But you need to be aware that you are giving away some of your rights. And I'm going to put a link to what I'm going to read now. But these are some of the terms and conditions that you agree to when you enter your photograph into the millionplacesonearth.com contest. So here goes, 12.2. In consideration of MPOE agreeing to accept your entry, you hereby grant to MPOE a non-exclusive, irrevocable, perpetual, worldwide, sublicensable, assignable, royalty-free right and license to use, store, display, publish, transmit, transfer, distribute, reproduce, create the derivative works from, or incorporate in other works in any form, media, or technology now known or later developed, any photograph submitted by you which forms part of the entry, solely in the context of the attempt, the competitions, and this website. So basically what you're doing here is you're giving them a non-exclusive right, so meaning you have also the right to sell your own work, but you're giving them the right to sell your work. They can do whatever they want to your work after you enter this contest. And you need to be aware of that because, you know, they could be selling your image. Would they sell your image? I don't know if they would, but they could. And because they could, you need to be aware of that. Now, I don't know anything about this company whatsoever. Not a thing. And they may be a very, very reputable company. They may be. Then again, they may not be. I don't know them, and neither do you. And the rules that you are agreeing to by submitting your photograph in their contest, I mean, at that point, I guess it's up to trust. You would hope they wouldn't be selling your images, but you don't know that for sure. And there are tons and tons of photo contests that are just like this. And some are better, and some are worse. But basically, you know, we're artists here, we're creative people here, and I don't necessarily know if we're being taken advantage of because the rules are right there. Even though they're in, you know, a page or two of legal speak in quotation marks, we can understand what this means if we take the time to read it. So, you know, I'm not sure that we need to necessarily blame the contests, but we need to be aware that we're giving away our rights, you know, because we don't know what their intentions are. We hope they're good, but we don't know what they are. And to be perfectly honest, I've entered photo contests myself in the past, and I don't even know if I still own those images anymore. You know, I haven't entered photo contests in probably at least 5 or 6 years for sure. I don't know what rights I gave away when I signed them. I wanted to enter the photo contest so bad. The prizes were big. They entice you with the prizes. And I don't even know if I own those images anymore. I may have given them away. Of course, like we mentioned, the law of the land is stronger than the law of contracts. So, you know, if anyone is ever in any serious doubt, you know, or get worried about this, it would be prudent to find out about the copyright laws in your country because they are strong in many countries. But, you know, if you don't do the research, you're lost. So you need to research the rules and regulations of your land and decide whether rights are being taken from you unwittingly. And it's not just photo contests anymore, right? You know, we all live online practically, or so many of us spend hours and hours and hours online, and we share stuff online. We are in the spirit of sharing these days. And there's a lot of social media sites where sharing takes place. And again, we need to be aware of what we're giving away or what we're giving up when we join these sites. So two of the largest, you know, social networking sites would be, you know, MySpace and Facebook. And Facebook has just exploded. Almost everyone I know right now is on Facebook or uses Facebook probably, you know, once a week, once a month. I know a lot of people that spend hours on it every single day. And do a quick search for photography groups on Facebook and you'll easily find over 500 of them. And when you look at some of these groups, you see some amazing pictures. Some of these groups are being created by professional photographers and a lot of photographers are sharing their photos on Facebook. Now, I'm guessing that you can guess what comes next. The second you put anything on Facebook, you give it to them. Now, is Facebook going to use your photographs? Are they going to try and sell your photographs? Probably not, because it would destroy Facebook if they tried to do it. It would destroy their credibility if they tried to sell images that didn't belong to them. But at the end of the day, when you post a photograph on Facebook, you're giving it to them. They can do whatever they want with it. In fact, it clearly says so in their terms of service. So if you go to facebook.com/terms.php, there is a paragraph, on this day anyway, user content posted on the site. And I'm just going to read it to you real quick. When you post user content to the site, you authorize and direct us to make such copies thereof as we deem necessary in order to facilitate the posting and storage of the user content on the site. By posting user content to any part of the site, you automatically grant and you represent and warrant that you have the right to grant to the company an irrevocable, perpetual, non-exclusive, transferable, fully paid worldwide license with the right to sublicense to use, copy, publicly perform, publicly display, reformat, translate, excerpt in whole or in part, and distribute such user content for any purpose, commercial, advertising, or otherwise, on or in connection with the site or the promotion thereof, to prepare derivative works of or incorporate into other works such user content, and to grant and authorize sublicenses of the foregoing. If you choose to remove your user content, the license granted above will automatically expire. However, you acknowledge that the company may retain archived copies of your user content. Facebook does not assert any ownership over your user content. Rather, as between us and you, subject to the rights granted to us in these terms, you retain full ownership of all your user content and any intellectual property rights or other proprietary rights associated with your user content. And in case you didn't get it, there's a lot of gray in there, you know? It says that you own your content, but yet while your stuff is on the site, they can do whatever they want to it,
including selling it, sharing it, sublicensing it, giving it away, doing advertising with it.
And then once you remove it, they still have some rights to your stuff. Again, this is fodder for lawyers. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just reading these terms. And like I said, I doubt Facebook would try and sell our stuff, but they have the right to, and maybe it's not the best idea to be posting our best pictures on Facebook. At the very least, it makes good sense to only post low-resolution images. That way, if someone tries to print from them, all they get is pretty much mush. So, I mean, that's one way to be sort of semi-secure. And of course, I don't want to make people paranoid. All we want to do, and thanks to Tegan for bringing this to our attention, we want to make people aware of the rights that they're giving away. And sometimes the companies or contest holders or social websites are sneaking our rights away from us. Sometimes they're doing it deliberately, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they just want to be able to go about their business without thinking about, oh, what if this person sues me? What if that person sues me? That way, if we just say that they've given away their rights, they can't sue you because you've given them away. So basically, you know, the gist of this podcast is just to make people aware that there are rights that people are giving away unwittingly, either through, manipulation and gray wording, or just so sites don't have to deal with future issues from people that have shared items on their site and then someone else takes that image who's responsible. So they just take all the rights or a good portion of them away at the beginning. Anyway, I just want people to be aware of that. And thanks so much to Tegan for bringing it to our attention. Before we end, you know, I just want people to also be aware that, you know, a lot of people are joining forums and they put their images up for critiques on forums and sharing on forums. In terms of our forum on photography.ca, I mean, any image that's posted is owned by you guys. It's not owned by me. I don't want to do any, me or photography.ca, I don't want to do anything with your images except teach and learn from them. So, I mean, there's nothing like this on our site, but you have to be careful. Even when you join forums and even when you join other online things, you need to read the rules and you just need to be aware of what you're giving away when you agree to rules. That's it for me for today. Thanks so much for listening. As always, if you want to comment on this topic, I think it's really, really interesting. So I'd love to get more comments. I'd love to get different points of view here. And that way we can move the conversation forward.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back next week. And as always, in the meantime, and for the rest of the week, keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone.